Letters. Healthcare professionals sing our praises. There is a photo on the page, the description, a gold medal with a number 1 engraved in it. Dear Ms. Lai, I just wanted to take this opportunity to compliment you on the fine job you did with your unofficial guide to low vision services. The need for a continuum of care for low vision patients can't be stressed enough. I so often hear patients saying that their physicians told them nothing else can be done. Of course, they are referring, bracket only, close bracket, to medical treatment, bracket, end, close bracket, aren't offering the patients any further direction. We are able to have these patients reading, watching TV, playing cards, and participating in so many other activities again, and they can't understand why they weren't informed of the availability of low vision services by their doctors. I commend you for your efforts. Warmest regards, Mark J. Gannon, OD, FAAO, Director, Low Vision Institute, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. To the editor, I would like to commend you for the excellent article on erectile dysfunction in the Spring 2007 edition. It is one of the most thorough and well-written articles that I have seen on this subject, which often does not get the attention it warrants. I am wondering if it is possible to get permission to make copies of this article for my patients, and if so, is it available in a format that would be easier to photocopy? Thank you, Chris Hayes, RN, CDE, Cigna Healthcare, Tempe, Arizona. Editor's note. Articles from Voice of the Diabetic are available on our website at www.nfb.org/voice.